Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. And today the topic is Catherine the Great. Of course, Catherine ruled Russia as an empress back in the 1700s, and we're going to talk about all of her deeds, both great and not so great, although she was the great. So
it's in the title.
Good. Yeah.
Really? Of course, every time I think of Catherine the Great, I think of Secretariat.
All right. We'll also talk about the rumors about her and the horse. And we'll talk about her sex life because she had quite the sexual appetite.
She was quite insatiable to me. She was the Mickey Mantle of oral sex.
Of the Romanovs.
Of the Romanovs, yeah.
Of course, the Romanovs, they ruled Russia for 300 years before they were overthrown. In 1917, he eventually replaced with the Bolsheviks, who, of course, are Brandy's good friends.
Of course.
I would like to introduce, first of all, we are an adult comedy podcast. We use adult language. So if that offends you.
Hold on. If that offends you, devil, if that offends a person.
Turn off right now.
What would be your advice to them?
Go fuck yourself.
There you go.
But there's a lot of podcasts out there who do not use adult language that you can find. So find one of those. But if you're okay with adult language, then stick with us. I would like to introduce a lady. Speaking of an empress.
In adult language.
Yeah. And
foul.
First of all, I'm getting feedback that I don't cuss nearly enough.
We would get much better reviews if it wasn't for your language. And that's what I've been I'm kind of read between the lines on our reviews.
On our iTunes thing? Yeah, you're hurting us on iTunes, devil.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, we know you got to do you, but you're hurting us. I mean, and we, Timmy, we're strong, man. We don't mind carrying her on our backs.
Right.
But you're like the albatross. It drags us down a little bit.
Well, I think if you would use more appropriate language, that would go a long way to having this podcast.
And why don't you get one of those word of the day calendars so you can expand your vocabulary beyond cock holster and some vile terms like that. Use serendipitous once in a while.
Yeah, I've never heard her use that.
Not word. At all, never. More than two syllables.
Let me introduce a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent.
But if she was back in Catherine's day, would she be Brandy the Great? Or
no, was mediocre.
Yeah, Brandy the average. Brandy the subpar.
Really?
Her
this
majesty.
Is what we're going to do?
Her Majesty, Brandy the First. How are you, Brandy, if at all?
I'm all right, Timmy.
How are you? Thank you for Brandy time.
Well, yeah, she kind of... Kind of closed that line of questioning.
Oh yeah,
you know, if you're only gonna give me one word response, then that's Brandy time. It's over.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Go fuck you. I don't care now. Fuck you. And it doesn't matter anyway.
The value of our potato chips and our vending machine.
I've heard, and it's amazing. It doesn't matter because Chuck's going to go on a 10-minute rant about some stupid bullshit, his socks and his underwear, whatever the fuck he's got going today. So, you know, it doesn't matter what I have going on.
Okay, well.
At least you've come to accept it.
Thank you for contributing.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Really?
And, you know, and we tried, the Colonel and I tried to bring a little bit. We're folksy.
Yeah, we are folksy. We're the guys you want to sit down in a bar and have a beer with.
Exactly. And we
you are the person people want to drive a stake through your goddamn heart.
No.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you, Brandon?
I am delightful.
What are you? How is your life at this particular moment? Just kidding. You don't have to go too much detail, but how is everything?
It's a bit of a train wreck. It's a bit of a train wreck, but you know, every day's an adventure.
Would you like to share?
Nope. Okay. It's just a bit of a train wreck. Every day's an adventure. I'm looking at Chuck's spandex pants and his
can
shirt.
I interest you in a bag of potato chips?
I don't fucking want a bag of potato chips. I mean, don't like Grippo's chips.
We should explain. I just want to explain to our listeners.
Please do, because this is fascinating.
We have a vending machine here at work.
I know. Sit down for that, because we got a vending machine at work.
Everything in this vending machine, am I wrong, Colonel? Everything in this vending machine is at least $1.25, except for potato chips that are 50 cents. They are undervalued, and I'm trying to get everyone to appreciate that.
They're the Bitcoin of snack foods, Timmy.
When the zombie apocalypse hits, that's what we're using for currency.
You know, it's just amazing that they can produce, grow potatoes, cook these chips, whatever they do with them, package them and everything, and sell them for 50 cents. I really think that we should all, you know, we should just, like, go get you know, empty the bank and buy these chips, because they are an amazing value.
They are an amazing value. I think we need to thank the Irish for that.
Did they? Well, we grow potatoes here.
Not like the Irish potatoes. They got some.
I told you, know, I told our boss about it. I explained to our boss what a great value that was. And he said,
yeah, he crushed it.
He did. He said, do you know how many potatoes you can buy with 50 cents? I didn't, but I said I did.
You know, you couldn't pick a potato out of a lineup.
Yeah, that's true.
Strawberry, tomato, potato, broccoli, yeah. And Timmy be flummoxed.
Hmm.
You know, I like those baby potatoes.
I stew. Like those too.
Yeah.
Those I like baby potatoes.
You can eat them in one bite.
Yep.
I would like to introduce a man who is known as the moral compass of our podcast.
Yep.
He's not.
A man who is known as, well, he's been described, Brandy, as an oasis in the desert of despair.
By
no
people.
One.
We are, you know, a lot of people are concerned with the direction of the country. They look to this man.
They don't.
For hope and inspiration.
Nope.
A man who is.
Oh, my God.
Considered the most dangerous man in podcasting today, Brandon.
Most dangerous nipples in podcasting.
The very honorable, the Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
No. Look at there.
I'm not good.
What's wrong, Colonel?
Okay, Timmy. You know I had a bunch of plans for next November.
Right.
And what was my plans?
Yeah, what were his plans, Timmy?
Have a big parade.
Okay, big parade.
Yeah.
Going to a big military parade.
Well, it wasn't going to be a big military. I was going to have those little cars with the little Shriners.
You want Shriners?
In it.
I like Shriners, but, you know, I really kind of would like to see nuclear weapons on display. I really would like to see them, like, going down Pennsylvania Avenue. I think it would be cool.
What could go wrong?
I mean, well.
So, guess who finds out about my plans?
Who?
Trump.
And then decides, you know what? The Colonel has beat me at every single thing I've ever done. But you know what the Colonel doesn't have control of? The military. So I'm going to have a big military parade just to make his parade look smaller.
His button is bigger than yours.
No, his button is not bigger than mine, Timmy.
His hands are.
And it just annoys me a little bit.
I'm sorry.
And first of all, I don't even like parades. But I was going to put it on for the children. But do you want children to really be... Children come to a parade for balloons. They don't want to see 50 caliber machine guns pointed at them.
I kind of think that would be cool. I kind of think that would be cool. I wish they used, like, live ammo.
Well, that'd be instead of fireworks.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Do you have any other concerns, Colonel? This weekend you're spending the Saturday at the doggy park, I understand?
No, I am going to a brewery.
Uh-huh.
that is doing a fundraiser and asked Rudy to participate because they have a doggy kissing booth.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
I don't
Rudy
care.
At they a want kissing booth.
Rudy, it's 25 cents to go poke your nose up and have Rudy kiss you.
Overpriced.
And he's...
It's not quite the bargain as the Grippo chips, but still.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You can't, you know...
So the West House Brewery at from 1 tomorrow, 1 to 2 tomorrow.
So people Rudy can come and kiss Rudy.
People can come up and give Rudy a kiss on the nose, or he can kiss you. It's only for 25 cents, and it goes to a good cause.
Do they still have kissing booths for humans, or is that, like, not apropos anymore, Brandy?
I think in Thailand they do.
I don't fucking know. Well, how mean, the fuck would I know if they have fucking kissing booths?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know,
you're... Do you kiss anybody with that
you're
mouth?
Right, you're right.
Jesus Christ.
I just meant that you know, you're part of the feminist movement, and I was wondering if that was inappropriate to have kissing booths anymore.
I don't fucking know if they have them. Clearly, yeah. They have them for dogs.
She's well, yeah. Clearly very feminine over here.
Piss
like
off.
Like Popeye the Sailor's drunken uncle. Yeah, that's who you cuss like. Why don't you... Could you say anything without
basically,
using a vulgarity
would like
in it?
For you to be a little bit more ladylike.
Ladylike. Wear a skirt once in a fucking while. Could well, you do that?
First of all,
some high
the
heels.
Way you're dressed today, you've got all the ladylike covered. So let's
I'm
not.
I'm wearing a pair of jeans and a... And a
tell
and
us
a,
about first, your belt.
He's wearing quite he's a wearing, manly first shirt. First of all, he's wearing stretchy pants.
These are not stretchy pants.
They are stretchy
blue
pants.
Jeans.
Didn't you just say they had spandex in them
no,
because
I
of your hips?
They're soft.
Yeah,
soft.
But they have a
they're
little
soft.
Give
feel
in
my
them.
Thigh. Come here.
I will not feel your thigh.
I got to get something that's got a little give in them because in no. The crotchal region, they get a little too.
In the crotchal region?
The crotchal
region.
Is that
region, on your word of the day, toilet
snug.
Paper?
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Dress like a
see
big
how she's
got to flaming
turn
lumberjack.
Everything into
flaming lumberjack.
You know, you just sullied lumberjacks everywhere.
I did. I feel bad about
there
it.
There goes our lumberjack audience.
Yeah. We support all lifestyles on this podcast.
Yeah, if you're a gay lumberjack, we welcome you.
If you're
except for the devil, who's going to discriminate against
if
you.
If you come
I
out
think
and say
it.
That you're a gay lumberjack, that's okay.
Especially if you're carrying
I'm
a big axe.
I'm a gay lumberjack, and that's
yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
Brandy.
Jesus, what?
Chop wood all day. Speaking of wood.
Yeah, speaking of wood.
Speaking of wood, devil. I think maybe... You need to have a romantic encounter with somebody to release some of this frustration
like
that you
husband.
Got. So you weren't so hostile all the
just
time.
Just for fun. Just my.
Are you
why
going,
about my husband?
You're gonna see Dave this weekend, right?
Probably.
Could you just tell Dave, hey, I need to knock one out. I need to get one knocked
you
out.
You know what?
Because
really,
my blood pressure just
it's
crazy.
It's almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When you see Dave, this is what a guy's like. Hmm? Just fall directly to your knees.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And just let Mother Nature take its
course. It's not so hard. It's not so hard. Get a pillow. You don't have to hurt your knees. We're not saying drop on concrete.
Well, let me know where you got those pants with the knee pads and the stretch in them. Was that
we're
in,
just saying that
was
you,
that in Lady Levi's?
This is Valentine's
Lane
Day.
Lane Bryant? Because you need a little hip area. You need a little hip area.
Be a very nice surprise for him. That you.
Yeah, why don't you try to... you don't even care if Dave's happy, do you? It's a shame. And, you know, you've met Dave, right, Timmy?
Yeah.
One
Dave's
of the nicest guys you've ever met.
Oh, he is.
One of the nicest guys you've ever met.
And once
and this
he's
is
gone.
Why you're going to end up with Lanny.
Yes. You're
with,
Lanny,
the one-armed Pep Boys cashier.
With acne and
with
greasy
acne,
red,
greasy hair.
Right here.
Living in a van down by the river.
Can
part-time,
we talk,
part-time at Pep Boys.
Can we talk about Catherine the Great?
Let's do that. Catherine the Second, also known as Catherine the Great.
Katie.
Was the Empress of Russia, Brandy.
Uh-huh.
And led her country into political and cultural life of Europe, carrying on the work that had begun by Peter the Great. So she was preceded by Peter, Brandy.
Weren't we all?
Under her reign, Russia expanded its territories, and it was very much modernized, following the lead of Western Europe. The reign of Catherine the Great lasted for 34 years, Brandy, from July 9th, 1762, to November 17th, 1796. Actually, she died. Yeah, she died on November 17th, which was a big day because, of course, on November 17th, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway,
yeah.
This makes her the longest ruling female leader in the history of Russia, Brandy.
Oh,
that's pretty impressive.
Yes. So she expanded the Russian Empire. She implemented many important reforms, although she did not get away. She did not do away with serfdom, which she's been criticized for that. But you know what? I don't get how, like, Russia is always criticized for not getting rid of serfs until 1861, and yet we had slavery until 1865.
We got serfs today. Serfs up, Timmy.
Yes.
Catherine was known, Brandy, as for ruling Russia with an iron fist.
Well, you have to.
As well as her vivacious sexual appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has hobbies.
Well, let me tell you about her. She started out as just a minor German princess, Brandy. She was...
She slept her way to the top is what you're telling me, Timmy.
Well, she got kind of. Her birth name was Sophie Frederick August.
I like Sophie.
She was born on May 2nd. It was like near our birthday, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. I like me some Sophie, Timmy.
In 1720...
Sophie Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
She was born on May 2nd, 1729, in Stettin, Germany, in a small little area, village. And her father, Christian August, he was the prince of this tiny dominion. But he gained more fame in his military career because he was a general under Frederick William I of Prussia. And so he kind of got a good gig after he retired, and they made him... head of this little dominion, and he had this daughter. Her name was, she wasn't born Catherine, she was born
Sophie Frederick.
Right.
Born in May.
Now, he had him and his wife, Frederick William, and his wife, Joanna, had a son, and they spent most of their time focusing on their son, Wilhelm Christian.
Oh, that's a stupid name.
Wilhelm is a bad name.
It's a bad name.
Well, they focused on him because they wanted him to, they were kind of, tying.
They were putting their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, but
wrong basket.
Yeah, he died when he was 12.
Yeah, wrong basket.
So then, Catherine's mother turned her attention to Catherine. Catherine was raised.
Catherine, who the fuck is Catherine?
Catherine the Great. She was nurtured by her governess Babette.
Ah, Babette was a whore.
No, you know Babette was. She was a hard worker. She was a governess.
No, she was a whore.
She was governess.
She was a wet
nurse. As Catherine grew up, her mother eventually came to see her daughter as a means to move up the social ladder, Brandy. You know how you just climb over everyone's back to get ahead? That's what she did.
Okay.
Well, basically, she didn't really climb. We carried her on our backs, Timmy, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Her mother, her relatives, and had relatives in other royal courts in the region, and she brought Catherine with her on visits to seek out possible suitors.
Hmm.
So she's trying to whore her off, basically.
Uh-huh.
Catherine, on the other hand, saw marriage as a way to escape her controlling mother. Okay, so they both were, okay with this. Educated by tutors, Babette mainly.
Babette.
Catherine had religious studies with a military chaplain, but she questioned much of what he taught her. She learned three languages, Brandy: German, French, and Russian. She was
she got the romantics.
Trilingual.
She was. She got the romantics.
The Russians, Russian came in handy, of course, when Catherine's mother arranged an invitation to St. Petersburg to meet with the then Empress of Russia, Elizabeth. That's fucked up. It's Empress Elizabeth. She succeeded Ivan the VII. He was just like 6 months old when he became king, and she got rid of him, put him in a room where he was not allowed to read or have any visitors and whatever. So, anyway, Elizabeth had once been engaged to Joanna's older brother, so there was some connection there. He died of smallpox. But she felt a connection with the family.
You know what I never understood this, Timmy.
Yeah.
Who's ever died of big pox?
I don't know.
Big
why
pox?
Why don't they just call it the pox?
Well, because there's chicken.
Yeah.
And can. They're small. I mean, you have to distinguish between the pox.
There's multiple pox.
Many pox.
Okay. There's poxes.
Pox
or would
eye.
That be pox eye?
Pox eye.
Okay.
Anyway, she wanted to see if Elizabeth, who was Empress of Russia at the time, wanted to see if Catherine would be suitable for her nephew and heir, Grand Duke Peter.
Well, also, but, seriously.
Also became Peter the Third, Colonel.
You know what?
He was the third Peter, preceded by two other Peters.
There was a bunch of Peters before him. Like the mini Peters.
Over there in Moscow. In 1744, Brandy, a teenage Catherine, traveled with her mother to Russia. She soon fell ill, Brandy.
Uh-oh.
And her treatment created conflict between her mother and the Russian Empress Elizabeth. Elizabeth's telling her, you know, basically how she should be, you know, how she should treat her daughter, who's now sick. Now, remember, her daughter is her meal ticket, right? Because she only had two kids. Her Wilhelm died at 12.
Right.
Elizabeth, Empress Elizabeth, insisted on numerous bloodlettings, Brandy.
Ugh.
Yeah. You know what I never understood? Didn't she have a period?
Well, I don't know. How old is it? She's teenagers, probably.
Yeah.
When Catherine recovered from the bloodlettings, she moved forward with her relationship with Grand Duke Peter, Brandy.
Oh, the Grand the Peter. Peter. Not the little...
Well, he wasn't Peter the Third yet. He was still heir.
You don't want to have...
He was a Tsarevich. But you know what? It's really weird. No, because you know, it's weird because like when at the beginning of the Romanovs, they were Tsars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a period about 80 years in the 18th century when everyone was either an emperor or an empress. And then they went back to the Tsars.
Yeah.
What's
they couldn't make
that?
Up their mind.
Anyway, Peter, Grand Duke Peter, started dating young Catherine, and they became engaged, and Catherine converted to the Russian Orthodox faith.
Yes.
It would have been unorthodox if she hadn't.
It would have been.
Yes. Along with her new religion, she received a new name, and this is where she goes from Sophie to Catherine. On August 21st, 1745, Catherine II now married into the Russian royal family and became a Grand Duchess. Maybe that's what Rosanna could be. Maybe she could be Grand Duchess.
I think Rosanna needs to be Grand Duchess, Major Grand Duchess.
I don't think that's a thing.
Instead of a minor.
I don't think it's a thing.
Would you say... Ben was more of a duke or a baron?
Oh, my God.
I'd say baron.
Baron?
Yeah. Baron Ben.
Baron Ben.
Catherine and Peter proved anything, Brandy, but a happy couple. Peter was immature and juvenile.
Get out.
Can't stand that.
It's ridiculous.
Can you, Colonel?
Well, I don't mind some juvenile behavior now and again.
He preferred to play with toy soldiers in bed. Rather than make love to his new bride.
Bah!
How old's this kid?
Well, he's in his late teens, like 19 or whatever.
Bah! That's messed up.
That is messed up.
You know what? They didn't bathe regularly back then, though.
Well, you know, they would have their court, you know, the court get the bride, get the empress ready for him.
I know, but they didn't bathe. They'd put on that powder and the perfume, and, you know, you cannot. I don't care. Chanel number 5. Would not cover up the decaying vagina to me.
I don't think she had a decaying vagina.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't bathe, it's going to get pretty funky.
When the couple tried to have sex, Brandy.
Spray some Summer's Eve on it and move on.
Peter could not maintain an erection.
Ugh.
So we're talking about a limp Peter here.
That was a good one, Timmy.
Thank you, Colonel. See, we don't have that problem with maturity.
No, we don't.
No way.
And we don't have that problem with Limpita.
That's true.
I get one right here. Here you go. I got one right now, Timmy.
You may have a spontaneous ejaculation.
Spontaneous erection.
During this podcast.
Just talking about Catherine the Great gets me going.
Okay, so the fact that they were not doing the nasty was concerned to Empress Elizabeth, who feared that her throne was in danger unless they, you know, produced an heir, clear heir, right?
So clear
Elizabeth,
air.
Elizabeth had many conversations.
That's tricky.
Elizabeth had many conversations with Peter.
Oh, I'm sure.
And encouraged him to have sex with Catherine. But Peter preferred to play soldier, leapfrog, and hide and seek.
Who doesn't?
Was he slow?
He was very immature. But in fairness to him, most of the history about him was taken from Catherine the Great after she had him murdered. So
yeah. I would too.
Well, but why couldn't they just get him to pull one off and then scoop it up in one of the royal spoons?
Well, hold on
and
here. We'll get
you know what? I think he's slow.
We're getting to this.
I think he's touched.
Peter was a big fan of Prussia King Frederick II and would line up his toy soldiers in a way that the Prussian soldiers would kill the Russian toy soldiers. So they're at war, and he is, you know, he's got an infatuation with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And he would wear a Prussian army uniform around the palace. This kind of pissed off the palace guards.
Sure. Who were Russian.
Who were Russian and fighting Germany.
The Prussians.
Yeah, Prussians, yeah.
So he really did need to go.
Well, this didn't help him.
He needed to go. Because all she's got to do is whistle at one of those soldiers, and then there can be an accident.
His fascination with the Russian enemy did not sit well with the Royal Guard, who yielded to real power in the country. So he's not the brightest political, you know, he's not the wisest politician in the world. Peter felt that Russia was backwards and made little effort to socialize with the military or the Russian aristocracy. He was also part German. So he just didn't find he didn't try to get support from the church. He didn't try to get support from the military. And while Catherine, on the other hand,
she was banging everybody.
She threw herself into the Russian culture. She knew the language. She was active in the church. She held lavish dinner parties for the Russian aristocracy and took members of the military into her confidence, as Colonel kind of just pointed out.
And by confidence, we say taken to her confidence.
Yeah, she was banging some of them.
They
yeah.
were going into well, her girly her, parts, well, not into her confidence.
That's the rumor. Yeah. And since she was not getting laid by her husband, Catherine developed her own pastimes, Brandy, which included reading extensively.
Yes.
After years of not having children because they're not
doing it.
Her position with the royal family started to wane. When confronted by Empress Elizabeth for not producing an heir, Catherine explained that her husband Peter was uninterested in sex. Fearing that she would lose control of her crown, Elizabeth arranged for Catherine to have an affair with Sergei Sokurov.
I don't think. Well, huh? She was already having affairs, so what did she introduce him?
I don't. What
she
was
she wanted to get her? She wanted her to have a kid, and he was Sergei was a Russian noble and a member of the court.
Well, that's what it was.
And she wanted them to have affairs so that they could have a baby. She could get pregnant, and they could pass it off as Peter's son.
There you go.
Right. Peter was, you know, busy playing leapfrog.
Little tiny Peter. Hmm.
Surprisingly, Catherine was okay with this arrangement.
Shocking.
She found Sergei attractive and held at this point, she pretty much hated her husband, Peter. All right? So Catherine did all she could to convince Peter that they actually had sex so that when she became pregnant, he would think that the baby was his. So, see, one evening, not long after her affair began with Sergei, she pulled her half-naked husband on top of her and began to gyrate and moan.
Yeah.
9 months later, on September 20th, 1754, Catherine's son Paul was born. So Brandy is going to tell us what happens next in this drama.
Saga.
Catherine the Great.
Yes. The paternity of the child has been a subject of great debate with many scholars who believe that Paul's father was actually Peter, while others believe the child was almost certainly the result of Catherine's extramarital affair with Sergei.
I would like to get some moral clarification on this. Colonel, your ruling on whether this was a moral or immoral action.
I'm going to go with moral, Timmy, because he wasn't performing his husbandly duties, much like the devil herself rarely performs her wifely duties.
Yeah, this weekend, Brandy's Valentine.
When's the last time you cooked dinner
for
Dave?
What the hell?
When's the last time you cooked Dave dinner? Do you do his laundry? Did you iron his shirts before he went to work this morning?
Do you kiss him on the cheek as he's going out the door?
So
I don't see him.
Oh, so there you go. Guilty.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? Just add that to the list of shit I'm not very good at.
Well, I'm sure that Lanny is, you know, on the on-deck circle waiting. Yeah.
Yes, well.
He's just licking his chops right now.
In any case, Catherine had little time with her firstborn son because Elizabeth, this fucking bitch, took over raising the child soon after his birth. Catherine was not permitted to spend any time with her newborn and thus never developed much of a bond with him.
Yeah, they kind of swooped him away as soon as he was born.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
Well, you know.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, change diapers anyway.
Yeah.
On December 25th, 1761.
Merry Christmas.
Empress Elizabeth died suddenly.
Oh.
Catherine's husband.
Yes, that was, it was probably the eggnog, Colonel.
It's always the eggnog.
Maybe the Christmas tree fell on her. I don't know.
You know what? He had to put the star on the Christmas, or maybe the little hammer and sickle on top of the Christmas tree, Timmy.
Yes. All right. And continue, Brandy, about what happens next. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, Catherine's husband Peter assumed the throne, becoming Peter the Third, while she received
big Peter
the title.
Now, Colonel. Mm-hmm,
he's a big old.
While she received the title of Empress Consort, the pair were leading separate lives at this point, and she had little to do with his rule. Peter was openly cruel to his wife and often discussed pushing her aside to allow his mistress to rule with him.
Hold on. He had a mistress, but he couldn't get his back up?
Well, yeah.
Catherine.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was her. You know, sometimes it's not our fault, Colonel.
You know, sometimes you just get a woman and you couldn't use a crane to get it up to me.
Anything about that, Brandy?
Yeah. I mean, often, it's a proven fact that erectile dysfunction, not that we deal with that.
No. He said this is a proven fact.
It's a proven fact. I read it on, there was an internet meme. But most of the time, erectile dysfunction is the woman's fault.
Well, this woman has a certain obligation.
Easy Bob Dole.
Mm-hmm. This woman has a certain obligation
to
arouse.
Exactly. To put some effort into it. It's like having a tomato plant. These things don't grow themselves.
You're a fucking.
You
got
to tend to it. You got to water it. You got to feed it. You got
to
love it.
He soon alienated.
Kiss it, hug it. And
yeah.
Talk to it.
Talk to it. Yeah.
Fucking jackasses. He soon alienated other nobles, officials, and the military with his staunch support for Prussia.
See that? Yeah. You know,
it's a bad idea to support your sworn enemy.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, supporting Russia when you're, you know, when you're in a White House. I mean, you know, just some things is just not cool.
Easy.
I'm sorry.
A purveyor of what would be seen today as progressive domestic reforms, he also angered the Orthodox Church by taking away their lands.
Well, that'll piss you off.
In short, Peter had not developed any strong alliances to secure his throne. Catherine, however, did win favor with the army because she was fucking most of them. The church, and the aristocracy. After 6 months, Peter was overthrown in a coup orchestrated by Catherine. There you go. Catherine.
See, Colonel, you got to be careful with women sometimes.
You got to be careful with women all the time. It's like handling cobras, Timmy.
Handling cobras naked, Brandy.
It's like being naked and having a queen cobra in your bed.
Infested with cobras.
You're infested. Catherine II had conspired with her lover, Gregory Orlov, a Russian lieutenant, along with several others, in order to unseat Peter.
He would be banging someone higher up than a lieutenant, though.
Well, he was the was he the Russian lieutenant's woman?
I don't know.
May have been it.
Might have been. She was able to get him to step down from power, and she assumed the control for herself. Peter asked that he may be permitted to live in exile in Prussia, and Catherine seemed to grant his request. However, a few days after Peter's abdication, Peter was strangled while in the care of her co-conspirators at Ropsha, one of Peter's estates. The exact control, the exact role Catherine played in her husband's death is unclear.
Wonder if he finally got a Woody when they were choking him out.
I don't know, but
I heard that happens.
Listen to the official story.
But the official story, and I vote that this goes on Chuck's obituary.
All right.
The palace released a statement that Peter had died subtly of the hemorrhoids.
Can you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming out of the house?
With a straight fucking face, too.
I'm no doctor.
Kelly died suddenly of hemorrhoids this afternoon.
That they're rarely fatal.
I mean, an internet meme?
Well, you could get profuse bleeding from them, I guess.
I suppose if they was the size of a baboon's ass, but I mean.
So that's the story they were going with.
That's the story.
Okay, well.
He died of hemorrhoids.
You know, if you say it with conviction, people will believe. Oh,
that's before Preparation H.
I mean, you know, it was probably a serious problem back then.
He wasn't getting a lot of fiber back then.
Yeah, if you
Russia.
Don't get fiber, you know, that's why it can happen. Fiber is important, Brandy.
It is. It is. You don't want to be like little Peter.
And they didn't have the stool softener.
Metamucil, Barolax.
Yeah, they didn't have all that
magnesium
stuff.
Magnesium citrate.
What the fuck is wrong with the two of you today? Jesus
just
Christ.
Just pointing out that this
I'm
is
just a, pointing out that you two are acting like fucking gibbering
you're
fucking
just,
baboons.
Because we're trying to bring some life to the story here. You're just reading it. You're reading it in your monotone voice like you're a prostitute getting paid by the word is what you're doing, devil. Wouldn't you say, Timmy?
I would not say that.
You're just laying there, devil. You're just laying there.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, it's a poor reflection on you, actually. Because this podcast is... We've got listeners who, you know, they looked for this podcast to bring a little enjoyment into their lives.
Yeah. So, and instead they get to listen to you two yammer on about Metamucil and stool softeners. Shut the fuck up and let me get through the first goddamn page. You're making me like goddamn Timmy over there. Can't get through the first motherfucking page. Of course, he's over there calling her Catherine. So, you know.
Kathleen.
They're all confused. Huh. All right. So.
I don't know why
Peter's
you cast
dead.
Dispersions on my reading.
Peter is dead from hemorrhoids.
Hospital.
You just read the script as written.
I'm trying.
Follow the script, Diva.
Peter died of hemorrhoids.
Poor craftsman blames his tools, Timmy.
And you two are tools. Thank you for that setup.
You know, I put a lot of work and energy into that script, and you read it like you're reading.
I can't read it at all. I'm not even through the fucking first page. Shush.
Please continue, Brandy.
Concerned about being toppled by opposing forces herself, Catherine sought to appease the military and the church. She recalled troops that had been sent by Peter to fight Denmark. How do you fucking fight Denmark? That's
ridiculous.
Well,
this is a different day.
And promoted and gifted those who had backed her as the new empress. Early in her reign, she returned the church's land and property.
See, she was smart.
Catherine even styled herself after the beloved ruler, Peter the Great, claiming that she was following in his footsteps. Catherine II had a sculptor made later... Had a sculpture made later. Jesus Christ.
We need to get these monkeys going, Colonel, because
we do. I mean,
I'm reading what was written.
You're like fucking Otis on Mayberry just stumbling down the road.
Wait, have you drank anything this morning?
That's none of your business.
Have you taken any pain medication?
That is also none of your business, but I'm reading what's written.
Did you drink any cough syrup last night? Any NyQuil, perhaps?
Or Pruno? You making your own shit here in the office?
Don't judge me. If you had to work with you, you would too.
In her defense, Colonel, it is after 12 o'clock on a Friday.
Well, that's I should true. Be home.
She's usually home in bed watching Netflix by now.
I should be home. That's true. All right, so Catherine has this sculpture made. It's known as the Bronze Horseman, built to honor Peter the Great.
You know what I want to know? When is she just going to start wearing pajamas to work?
The love life of Catherine II has been a topic of much speculation and misinformation.
Hmm.
Although rumors of bestiality have been debunked, Catherine did have a strong sex drive.
Brandy, let's talk a little bit about bestiality, because what if the animal is asking for it? I mean, what if they want it? Let's say, for example, you're in the Falklands Islands.
What islands?
Falkland Islands.
The Falklands?
And there's sheep.
The Falklands?
And
there's sheep. Falkland Islands.
And there's sheep there, right?
I assume there are sheep there,
well,
sure.
Well, let's say
what's a made up? Clearly, you've just made up a whole new place. There can be sheep there.
Let's say there's an unattractive sheep. And it's not getting a whole lot of action. And along comes a sheep herder, who's also not getting a whole lot of action.
Man.
You know, they wink, they flirt a little bit.
He whines. Would you deny?
How does a sheep flirt? That's all I want to know.
Would you deny the sheep pleasure because of some, I don't know, some
I'm denying this entire conversation took place.
Some social construct.
Yeah. Yes, some social construct. That's just in your mind. You have not read anywhere. You've gotten a guy. Where does it say, thou shalt not screw thy sheep? Is that one of the Ten Commandments?
That was the 13th, but Moses dropped a tablet to me.
Right.
Scratch that one out.
I feel like you're a little too passionate about advocating.
No, I'm just saying that.
For sheep love.
Sometimes the sheep got it coming.
I'm just saying, no, I would never think you should, do anything.
Force yourself on a sheep.
Force yourself on a sheep. But if the sheep was a consenting
sheep. So if it's got all the, if it's got the big lashes and the hearts coming out over its
yes,
head.
Yes,
no.
Yes. It's Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah.
So you're against bestiality. Is that a no? I'm sensing a no from you.
Is that a hard no?
I feel like you need to pray.
Somebody needs to lay some hands.
I feel
on
like you need to get Jesus in your life.
Just saying that.
I'm just saying.
Sheep have needs. They do. It's, and if you're a sheep that don't get, you're not getting a lot of action. Some sheep don't get action.
You're an ugly sheep.
Yeah.
You ain't got no wool.
Or your what if you're hiding out?
It's patchy. Wool.
What if you're hiding out and you're a lamb on the lamb? And the only sexual satisfaction you get is.
I don't know. I lost track of this conversation.
I say some sheep.
At the Falkland Islands or whatever the hell he was
talking
about.
I'm just saying that it's great if you can. I think it's ideal if those who are engaging in sex are the same species. I think it's ideal. But sometimes you're in a situation where let's say a cowboy out on the range.
With a bunch of bulls.
Yes.
Who's got the balls to try to bang a bull? I want to see that song.
The Marlboro Man.
I'm just saying that if in some circumstances.
Nope.
All right.
There are no circumstances.
If you're going to judge. I guess we're going to put you down as a no for bestiality. All I'm saying.
Yeah, I would. And it's a hard no.
All he's saying.
All he's saying is sometimes the sheep need a little love.
Sometimes, especially if they're isolated, socially isolated. I don't, you know.
The other sheep are picking on
it? Well, no, let's say there's no other sheep around.
So if you have one female sheep.
Yeah, a single sheep out, you know.
Because they don't have tinder
trolling,
for sheep.
Doing the walk of shame back to the herd.
There's no sheep tinder.
No.
So. They're out by themselves. They're out, you know, grazing on grass or whatever. And they notice a sheep herder who's kind of attractive. And
so you're saying
there's
sheep
a connection
actually,
between the two?
The sheep's making the first move. The sheep's initiating.
Yeah. I wouldn't. No, I'm totally against forcing sheep to do anything against their will. I'm just saying sometimes there's this mute.
Are you?
It may be a circumstance where both are socially isolated.
So what I'm picturing.
If you're on an island, Colonel.
So what I'm picturing, Brandy, is a sheep herder running across the field like in the movies.
And the sheep and on two legs for sure. Sheep's on two legs for sure.
So you're under the opinion that the sheep can never give consent.
I am.
That's a little.
It's like
that's
Dirty
a,
Dancing
you're
with
talking,
a sheep.
You're talking really down to sheep. You're saying that they don't have capacity. Really,
I am saying that.
Basically, you're saying
but
sheep
know,
don't
but
have.
But I know
free
a lot
will.
Of people that shouldn't have that capacity either.
Well, what about, we have a local guy who's been arrested several times for having sex with a plastic swimming pool. Is that something that you would be frowned upon? No, we're right. Am I right? Was we have it, a guy on Chuck's. Oh, by the way, Chuck's side of town.
Well, sure.
Was it his swimming pool?
Right.
I think it was his swimming pool.
Okay, well, yeah. Well,
he buys a gross of them every spring.
Two consenting objects.
So, what do you think? Are you opposed to that? It's not a living creature. It's just a swimming pool. Do you think he does not have the right to?
Well, I don't care. I don't
make love to a swimming pool.
Come here, baby.
I don't.
Come over here, baby.
You know, if he wants to stick his dicks in inanimate objects.
All right. Well,
there's a lot to be said for that.
Just take that a step further and talk about sheep.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Because a lot of times.
I just don't understand your. I mean, you know.
I don't understand your advocacy for it.
Well, it's not a traditional relationship. I understand. I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, people feel things, and animals. I believe animals have the right; they feel things as well. And if a person is out isolated, and a sheep is out isolated, there's no, you know.
So, like Tom Hanks could have banged that volleyball on Castaway.
Well, yeah, you know, he probably did.
He did.
But I don't understand Brandy's objection to love. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she hates love.
Yeah.
She's opposed to love.
That's why she's going to end up with Lanny. All right, please continue, Brandy.
If Lanny don't find him a good sheep first.
What happens next, Brandy?
Wow. I'd like to tell you.
Disconcerting conversation I've ever had.
No, I mean, bestiality
is. I don't feel good about it at all.
Well, we knew bestiality was going to come up because she is.
I didn't understand the passion that was going to go along with it.
I did not realize your position on that, sir.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't.
I'm just saying.
They've got love showers comes, down in the medical
love
school,
comes
don't
in
they?
Many different. Ways. I mean, love, it can, you know, there's many, many different ways to express love. That's all I'm saying. There's a love between a man and a woman.
You bet.
There's a love between brother and sister.
Give it to me.
Will you listen to him? Dad. Are you listening to this dipshit?
He's talking West Virginia shit down here. Sorry, Amber Krupa.
I'm not sure why you're opposed to love. That's all I'm asking. Why are you opposed to love?
All I'm asking is, where did this passion for interspecies fucking come from?
Well, if I don't think you should do it just for the sex sake. I think that there should be an emotional connection. Otherwise, it would be tawdry.
It would be tawdry. Tawdry? Is that the word you're
tardy?
Looking for?
Yeah. They'd be late doing it. Yeah. I believe Valentine's Day.
What happens next, Brandy? Catherine the
Valentine's Great. Day's ruined now. So,
if you're against love, that's up to you. Again. I believe in love.
Clearly.
But you know really what the greatest love of all is?
Learning to love yourself.
Exactly.
Because nobody really knows you like yourself.
Yes.
I'd rather do that than fuck a sheep.
I don't know. Depends on the sheep, really, I guess.
God.
Is it a tall sheep? Is it a brunette? Is it a blonde? What are we talking about?
Oh, all right. So
did you see the eyes on that sheep?
Jesus. Well, sometimes they ask for it.
Okay. With the sheep, would you shave it first? Get you ever see how they walk, though?
Strut.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, my God. I know. You're just saying.
I don't think I've ever seen a sheep in real life, actually. I live in Cincinnati. I'm in a city, boy. I might have seen a sheep at a petting farm, but I don't know.
Clearly, Tim's been studying them.
Just saying that I...
Do you shear the back half first?
I believe in love. That's what I'm... I believe in love.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I see that.
All right, continue,
you're just,
Brandy.
You're just an old-fashioned romantic, aren't you?
Or just go with the 70 sheep porn bush.
Well.
Because they're all woolly.
Those are all decisions you got to make.
What happens next in the life of Catherine the Great?
This is disturbing.
Catherine the Great.
If she really would have been banging horses, it would be less disturbing than the story we just heard. And you, are you complaining about Rudy's stories now?
Rudy is basically being whored out this weekend because he's going to be in a kissing booth.
For cheap.
Yeah. How much are you charging for a
quarter?
Kiss? 25 cents a kiss from a dog.
All right. So if we could get back to this.
Yes. Back to Catherine the Great.
Yeah. So Catherine had numerous relationships during her reign. She could not remarry as it would jeopardize her position, and she had to appear chaste to the public. Behind the scenes, however, she seemed to have quite the sexual appetite.
Think about that, Colonel.
Yeah, she was. She already lost one Peter, but she replaced it with a bunch of other Peters.
Catherine also made it a point to have sex with key members of the military and aristocracy.
See, that's the way to go, Colonel.
It is the way to go.
She also gave them promotions, titles, and land to curry their favor.
And hummers.
According to
nothing
most
will
accounts,
curry favor like a good hummer, Timmy.
Did they used to give hummers back in the day?
Well, if they was banging sheep, they did.
According to most accounts, Catherine had around 23 lovers during her life.
What do you think 23. About that, Randy? 23.
That's a slacker, man. Shit, you had 23 before you graduated from college, and that was just your professors, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
All right, Brandy, let's ask this question. How many is there? You know how many average person, how many people are the average
person?
Was it
like 8 or 6?
Yes. Eight.
Yeah.
Eight. What kind of slackers is that?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously it's an ugly person.
We excel.
Obviously, they're ugly.
We're above average.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to give us a ballpark number?
No.
Our listeners would like to know.
Would the number have 2 digits or 3?
2. Fuck.
Oh, well, you're damn near chaste.
All right, tell me
99.
She had a system for managing her affairs.
She's just talking about senior year.
Often bestowing gifts, honors, and titles on those that she liked in order to win their favor. At each relationship's end, Catherine usually found a way to get her new paramour out of her hair.
God, I wish I could find a way to do that.
Usually just give me a credit card.
Call my taxi.
Right.
Call Uber.
What are you bitching about?
Take Uber, will you?
No, I have Uber. I have the Uber app.
Nobleman Gregory Popemkin.
Yeah, it's a Russian name you can't pronounce, but go ahead.
Yeah. Perhaps her most significant lover.
Greg.
Spent many years as her favorite and remained lifelong friends after their passions cooled. He deeply loved Catherine, but due to the rules of the court, would never be allowed to marry her. He was devoted, though, going as far as as to procure new lovers for Catherine.
Now that's
and she wanted some strange, even when Catherine was in her 60s.
Did I actually write strange, or did you add that?
No, that's what it says.
Okay. Even when she's in her 60s, Brandy.
Yeah. At the time of Catherine's accession?
All right, whatever.
Well, shouldn't it be ascension?
All right, whatever.
Okay. Russia was viewed as backwards and provincial by many in Europe. She sought to change this negative opinion by expanding educational opportunities and the arts. Catherine had a boarding school established for girls from noble families in St. Petersburg and later called for free schools to be created in towns across Russia. Catherine was devoted to the arts and sponsored many cultural projects. In St. Petersburg, she had a theater built for opera and ballet performances and even wrote a few librettos herself.
When was the last time you wrote a libretto?
I can't tell you. She also became a prominent art collector, and many of these were displayed in the Hermitage.
Let me ask you, Brandy.
In a royal residence in St. Petersburg.
Do you think bad of her since she had 23 lovers?
I have no opinion of Catherine.
All right.
Catherine also...
Do you think it's a lot?
I don't... Depends on how long she lived, I suppose.
How's she compared to you?
Catherine would also take artists and sculptors on as lovers from time to time.
Oh, so she was banging the artist type, Colonel.
While Catherine believed in absolute rules, she did make some efforts towards social and political reforms. She put together on document known as the Natkaz.
Natkaz.
On how the country's legal system should run, with a push for capital punishment and torture to be outlawed and calling for every man to be declared equal.
What?
That's crazy talk.
Catherine had also sought to address the dire situation of the country's serfs, workers who were owned by landowners for life. The Senate protested any suggestion of changing the feudal system. After finalizing the Natkaz...
Would you like to be a serf, Colonel? Would you own serfs?
I would like to have some serfs. I'd like to have a good feud. I like the feudal system.
After finalizing the Natkaz...
Serfs are great when the tide comes in.
Charlie don't surf.
Catherine brought delegates together from different social and economic classes to form the Legislative Commission, which met for the first time in 1767.
Okay, so she's trying some political reforms, yes. Right? She's progressive.
No laws came out of the commission, but it was the first time that Russians from across the empire had been able to express their thoughts about the country's needs and problems. Ultimately, the Natkaz became more known for its ideas rather than its immediate influence.
Yeah, it's kind of like you. You're more known for your ideas than actual anything constructive.
Why the fuck are you slamming on me? You have just sat here and done a 15-minute diatribe about
on
fucking sheep
love.
No, I'm just,
never mind
just
the whole
like
potato
the
chip
fact.
Thing that we had earlier.
The whole man sheep love association.
The thing
love
is, you're just very,
the whole,
you're very
potato
judgmental.
Chip thing.
You're just very judgmental.
You're fucking right I am.
That's all I'm
you're
trying,
goddamn right.
That's the point I'm trying to make is that you're judgmental.
Everybody has hobbies, and that is mine.
Well, I mean, you're damn near puritanical, devil.
Am I really?
Yeah,
you judge people, and I, you know, everyone should have the right to love who they love. That's all I'm saying.
And you live in.
If the colonel wants to wear skinny jeans.
And I don't mean this in a bad way, so don't take this.
Yeah, take this offense. Constructively, Brandy.
But for someone who's lived such a
questionable,
whorish life, wouldn't you think she'd be a little less judgmental?
You know, I just don't get why she's against people loving each other. I don't.
Y'all made my reflux act up. I got a mouthful of Tums.
I'm not sure it's the people
a
loving each other.
A whorish life.
Well, I mean, you haven't been chased. You haven't been chased. I mean, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her to be like you. I mean, but I love you, devil. You know I do. I mean, you're like a sister
about
to me.
Me. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Would you, Timmy, if you had a...
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want someone to be so... I wouldn't want my daughter to be as judgmental and be against love.
Close-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now are you gonna start railing against people They got to be within 2 years of the same age. They got to be from the same state. They got to go to the same high school. I mean, what's acceptable to you now, Devil?
Yes, what's acceptable?
Not sheep fucking.
See, you make it so dirty. It's an expression of love.
Yeah, it's a romantical thing. Yeah, it's a moment of beauty.
Fucking. Wait a minute. You got the shirt on for this. This is what you're going to do. You're going to take his side on sheep fucking just because.
I'm just saying that you're a little close-minded when it comes to love. And that everyone has the right to love who they want to love.
I don't even care about the guy who fucks a swimming pool, but the sheep, I can't.
If loving you is wrong.
I mean, the people that have affairs with their cars. Right.
He is Barbara Mandrell.
He is Barbara Mandrell. No, I think he's got the hips for it.
Me?
All right, Colonel.
Me and Miffy
Sheep.
Miffy Sheep. Miffy Sheep.
Why didn't they re-record that? Or you just think he just could
They
not,
missed it. Oh. They just missed it in editing. Tell us more. Tell us about her later life, Chuck.
Well, later in her rule, mm-hmm. as her girly parts got a little dried up and crusty.
Does that happen, Brandy?
Is that what you wrote?
No, he's adding that. But
you need to stick to the script.
Well, no, Timmy doesn't mind if I ad-lib because I add intelligent things.
Yes. Dried up and crusty.
Well, they didn't have, you know.
KY
they
jelly,
they
Astro
didn't have
glide.
That sort of thing back then.
No, you had to go down and get spit. You had to go get your bunch of lard if you were going to do backdoor stuff. Yeah. So later in her rule with the crusty girly parts. And
well, by that point, she's probably grown a penis.
Oh, yeah. With the Chamber of the Nobility in 1785, she made an about-face on policy and greatly augmented upper-class power.
About-face, Brandy.
About-face. With a large amount of citizens forced into the oppressive conditions of serfdom.
Mm. Serfdom, Brandy.
A religious skeptic, Catherine sought to contain the power of the Orthodox Church. She had given them their land and property back initially, but soon she changed like women all the time. She changed her damn mind.
Changed her mind, Brandon.
Yeah, it's like, no, I think maybe
Easy
I want
Ed
this
McMahon,
painting
simmer
over
down.
Here. I want this. Move the couch just to the left like 4 inches. So anyway, the wealth of the church.
You know what 4 inches looks like, don't you, Chuck?
Wealth of the church should belong to the state, Catherine thought. You see, I'm kind of bringing this to life, Devil. I'm not just laying behind you.
Try to listen to him and try to mimic him when you read yours.
Yeah, I'm not just laying here. I'm not just acting like, you know, I'm here for just the money. Okay? Yeah. This is a
He's
passion
here to bring enjoyment.
You know what? I would
to
rather have a
listeners.
Bikini wax than sit here and listen to the two
he
of you.
He is here to bring the script alive and to entertain our audience.
A Brazilian bikini wax. Go on.
Now, to that end, she made the church part of the state, and all its holdings, including more than 1 million serfs, became state property and subject to taxes.
1 million serfs,
One
Brad.
Million serfs, Devil. During Catherine's reign, Russia expanded its borders.
She made
substantial gains in Poland, where she had installed one of her lovers, Polish Count Stanislaw Poniatowski. Now, see, you couldn't have given that.
Let me ask you, Brandy, what do you think about her sleeping with so many people? Does that concern you? Does that bother you?
No.
Okay, as long as they're not sheep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's sheep that you don't like, basically.
You're anti-sheep. Okay.
No, well. I don't want her to fuck a penguin either.
That's ridiculous.
What do you... see, she always got to take it too far.
Yeah.
Russia's main dispute with Poland was over the treatment of many Orthodox Russians who lived in the eastern part of the country. In the 1772 treaty, Catherine gave parts of Poland to Prussia and Austria while taking the eastern region herself. Russia's actions in Poland triggered a military conflict with Turkey. Turkey, where do they come in? Now, how do you feel about Turkey, man, Turkey stuff, Devil?
Even if it's
a dead turkey, stuffed and ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She frowns on that.
Okay. Well, most of your guests do too, but how do you think he gets the stuffing? So anyway,
especially when you're at the table.
Well, sometimes they just got it coming. Enjoying numerous victories in 1769 and 1770, Catherine showed the world that Russia was a mighty, mighty power.
Mighty power, Brandy.
She reached a peace treaty with the Ottoman Empire in 1774, which brought new lands into the empire and gave Russia a foothold into the Black Sea. One of the war's heroes, Gregory Potemkin, became a trusted advisor and lover of Catherine's.
You think about her having so many lovers, Brandy.
I still don't care.
I want to be your lover. I want to be your lover. That's what the...
Remember that song, Secret Lover, Brandy?
I do.
Who sung that?
Ashford and Simpson.
I don't think that's correct, but I won't challenge you on it right now.
Might not be correct.
I think this Catherine's song was Torn Between 48 Lovers. Feeling. Okay. So anyway, this man proved to be a great supporter of Catherine and an accomplished statesman in his own right. Ruling over the newly gained territories in southern Russia in her name, he started new towns and cities and built up the country's navies there. He also encouraged Catherine to take over the Crimea, Pennsylvania.
What?
I think that's
the Atlantic Star.
I think that's the typo.
My bad.
Crimean Peninsula in 1783, shoring up Russia's position in the Black Sea. A few years later, Catherine once again clashed with the Ottoman Empire, and the two countries battled each other from 1787 for 5 years to 1792.
Brandy, do you find Vladimir Putin an attractive man?
No.
You think Putin's getting some poontang?
Probably.
I believe he is.
So you wouldn't date Putin if you were single? Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that.
Okay. By 1796, Catherine was 67 years old. Her penis had reached a full 7 inches.
Brandy, what do you think about 67-year-old women banging members of their court?
I don't care.
And she had enjoyed several decades as Russia's absolute ruler. She had a strained relationship with the son and heir, Paul.
Yeah, because they didn't know each other. Right?
Yeah.
His son was taken away.
And she had this tight grip on power. But she enjoyed her grandchildren, especially the oldest one, Timmy Alexander.
Yes.
In later years, Catherine continued to possess an active mind, strong spirit, and active sex life. Timmy, she was 70 years old and still frolicking around.
Are you okay with a 70-year-old woman having sex, Brandy?
More power to her.
But
and
in
she thinks,
mid-November
she thinks sheep are strange.
Of 1796.
Yeah, but go out with a sheep and then it's all judging.
That is correct.
1796.
You have a weird, you know, you have a...
You have no moral compass.
No.
It just spins. It's like the game Twister where that little thing...
Yeah,
a
70-year-old woman can go out and bang people, but you bang one sheep and she's
yeah,
all down
it's
on
like,
you. Yeah.
Throw him in jail. Lock him up. Throw away the key. So anyway, Catherine decides to pull Elvis in 1796.
What happens, Colonel?
She was found unconscious on the floor of her bathroom. She had fallen off the royal toilet.
Brandy, has that ever happened to you?
No.
It was thought,
it's dangerous. You got to be balanced when you're sitting on the throne.
Well, and again, this is where you need fiber because they thought maybe she suffered a stroke and you get on the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're straining. You're straining.
Yeah,
it'll
and
pop
all of
a blood
sudden,
vessel.
Yeah, you're laying
and
on your the
head.
Floor. Hey, this ain't no lie. Now, this ain't no lie to me.
All right, tell me, Colonel.
No lie whatsoever. When our neighbors moved in, they were an older couple.
Uh-huh.
They'd only been there about 2 weeks. She came knocking on our door, said something was wrong with her husband. The some bitch had a stroke on the toilet.
It's straining.
Falling down and wedged himself between the toilet and the tub. He was unconscious with his ass in the air, and he was jammed in there, Timmy.
Your comments
on that,
Brandy.
And she wanted me to do something
None.
About it.
Well, was he straining? Is that what happened? He popped a
I think he probably was.
And that's what we're saying, Brandy. Fiber is very important.
Oh, he died right there with his ass
in
the air,
Timmy. If you don't get the fiber, it can kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's mocking at Doxalax or whatever.
Now, it was thought she lingered, Timmy, until the following night.
That's not good.
But she never regained consciousness. She died on November 17, 76. She was 67 years old at the time of her death, Timmy.
Oh, that's a shame. What do you think about that, Brandy?
That sucks.
At the Winter Palace, her coffin lay in state next to that of her late husband, Peter III. Her son, Paul, ordered the remains of his father to place there, giving Peter III the funeral honors that he had not received after his assassination.
When he died from hemorrhoids.
After his hemorrhoidectomy went wrong. Catherine II and Peter III were both laid to rest at the Cathedral of St. Peter and Paul.
You know what? I get the feeling they probably wouldn't want to have been buried next to each other. They didn't seem like they were.
Now, her political enemies in Russia spread the rumor that she died while having sex with a horse.
Your comments on that, Brandy?
Not true. Fake news.
Well, yeah, but it's an interesting story. As the story went,
the horse was being hoisted near by a rope in order that Catherine could have sex with it. The guard's grip on the rope gave way, and the horse landed right on her penis, crushing her to death.
Now, really, you've got to be careful when you're having sex with a horse.
Especially a horse on a winch.
Yes. What do you think about that, Brandy?
Why couldn't they just put her on a stool and guided the horse to her?
You know, it never really happened. So
it's a logistics issue that you're having?
I mean, you don't hoist that horse.
Well, it wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, it wasn't very well thought out to me. And I got to throw something in here.
Okay.
This is a true story.
All right.
I'm in eighth grade, Timmy, and our science teacher is talking to us. And even at this time, I thought it was a little peculiar. But he was talking about farmers and whatnot. And he was saying that a sheep's vagina was scientifically as close to a woman's vagina as you would find in any animal.
Okay, so there's some validity in my argument, which surprises me, actually. Did you see that story about the guy that sleeps or has sex with dolphins? How is that even possible?
I think that he does it in
the blowhole.
And sometimes, Brandy? And apparently the dolphins...
I guess if you wear a life jacket.
And a scuba gear?
Sure.
Scooby gear?
Scooby gear for sure.
Rum. All right, Colonel. All right, Colonel. Rum. Take us home, Colonel.
Oh, right. Now, Catherine had a stormy relationship with her elder son, Paul. After she assumed the throne, Catherine, fearful of retribution for Peter III's wicked hemorrhoids, kept Paul far away from the affairs of state.
Yeah, she killed his dad, right?
Relationships between the two grew so bad that Paul at times was convinced his mother was actively plotting his death, which was not above her. While Catherine had no such plans, she did fear that Paul would be an incompetent ruler and look for alternate options for his succession. Much like Elizabeth before her, Catherine took control of the upbringing and education of Paul's sons, and rumors abounded that she intended to name them her heirs before bypassing Paul. And it's believed that Catherine intended to make this official in late 1976, but she got on the toilet, got constipated, pushed too hard, popped a blood vessel in her brain.
Constipation fell is very right dangerous, off the toilet, Brandy.
And was not able to do so because she died. She died because of impacted stool. You know, when Elvis died, they said they had 22 pounds of stool in his colon.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
In his autopsy, 22 pounds of stool packed in his colon.
That's too much stool.
That's a lot more stool than you need.
A lot more than you need.
Worried that his mother's will.
I think that I've read that the most stool you can actually have is like 1 pound or something. So I don't know if that was... We try to be accurate on this show, Colonel.
Look, yeah. Timmy, if it's on a meme, I read it on a meme. In a legitimate Facebook site.
All right. Well, if you read it on a meme, I don't want to question the authenticity of that.
Well, his mother, don't be such a doubting Thomas, Timmy. Worried that his mother's will included provisions to this effect, Paul confiscated the document before it could be made public. Alexander, Paul's eldest son, was aware of his grandmother's plans, but bowed to pressure and did not stand in his way. Paul became czar, but proved to be just as erratic and unpopular and more of a horse fucker than Karen was. Karen the Great. Catherine the Great.
Yeah, he was pretty inept, like his dad, Peter III. Third Peter, Brandy.
Into his reign, he was assassinated.
He was assassinated,
Brandy. Goodness. By Spears. Spears, Brandy. The Spears got him.
Man, think a lot of
the Spears
czar,
will get you every time.
A lot of those czars got assassinated.
Yeah. Remember? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Alexander II got assassinated when they blew up his carriage.
You got to, I mean, the workers' comp on those jobs got to be outrageous.
And Nicholas, of course, was killed by Brandy's good friend, the Bolsheviks.
Yes. The Bolsheviks, yeah. But 5 years into his reign, he got assassinated, and his 23-year-old son assumed power, Alexander I, who would later go on to be the lead singer for the rock band Kansas.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
Or he became
Carry
Alexander
on,
the
my
Great.
Wayward son.
Yeah. He became Alexander
the
Great.
It's the only song
Great.
They did that I know.
See, it's amazing how history all ties. History's like a loose thread that all ties in together.
I get confused with Kansas and Boston. Remember Boston?
No.
I do remember Boston.
I get confused every once in a while with Boston and ELO.
Yeah, Electric Light Orchestra, Brandy. What is your thoughts on them?
I'm not a fan.
What?
How can you not like that classic tune?
ELO?
Do you want my love?
I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan of ELO.
Telephone line.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay, Colonel, anything else left on Catherine the Great, one of the greatest leaders of Mother Russia?
I got nothing, Timmy.
Brandy, what's your final thoughts on pervert Catherine the Great?
You know what? I can't even get back in this conversation with you.
Did you like Catherine the Great?
I have no feeling about Catherine the Great after. I don't think I have feelings at all after this conversation that we've had.
Colonel, your final thoughts on Catherine the Great, the Empress of Russia.
Oh, I think she was banging horses, Timmy. There ain't no doubt about it. No
doubt
about it.
You don't think she died from straining?
Oh, we all know she was banging horses, Timmy. Hmm.
All right. Well, we would like to move on. Before we do, we would like to talk about some of the projects that my co-hosts are involved in. They put a lot of effort into other podcasts. They don't put any effort into this one. But, Brandy, why don't you tell us about your podcast?
Well, Rachel and I do the Haunted Visions podcast.
The lovely Rachel?
Yes, we do Haunted Visions podcast about paranormal and creepy things. And
mm-hmm. You talk about sheep.
We don't at all talk about sheep, but it's a much different podcast.
I thought you would, since you kind of consider it creepy.
Well.
But you talk about paranormal, yes. Ghosts and...
Yep. Ghosts and goblins and all kinds of stuff. And
you done anything on UFOs yet?
Yeah.
All right.
And you can find us on...
iTunes.
Same
What's
place.
The name?
iTunes. Haunted Visions.
Haunted Visions. You have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's where so if you'd like to listen to a podcast where Brandy puts energy into it,
yeah.
Oh, where she actually shows up and participates, then you might want to check out Haunted Visions.
Yeah.
If you can't get enough of her compassion, her intellect, what am I missing, yeah. Colonel?
Her bad attitude.
No, you don't swear on Haunted Visions, do you? It's
no,
not,
we don't.
Yeah.
We do not.
Oh,
do that.
All of a sudden you're too good to swear on there, but you swear like a drunken whore sailor in here.
Yep.
All right, but the Haunted Visions.
But I'm not judging you. Like
you find
judge
it on iTunes, and
else.
Then the Colonel has a new podcast.
I do, Timmy.
Won't you tell us about it, Colonel?
This podcast, Timmy, is you
what's
know,
its name?
It's called Rants and Reason.
All right.
And I occasionally go on some rants about stuff, but basically what we have done is it's a podcast because, you know, politically, everybody seems to be, both sides seem to be at each other's throats, Timmy.
Okay.
But there's a lot that both sides have in common. There's
sheep.
A lot of common ground. I don't think it's sheep.
All right.
So we
I was wrong.
We try to discuss issues that we can find common ground on rather than just call each other names and hurl insults and yell.
I see. So you don't talk like Brandy does on
right.
this podcast.
I mean, Brandy is really the prototype of what we are trying not to be.
I see. So you have a mature discussion.
Actually,
name
with
calling.
Facts, with
yeah.
real facts.
Yeah, and you don't
not like this stuff Brandy throws out.
Right. You don't, you know, not name calling. You're not judging each other.
Right. And you know, on the History Dweebs page,
our Facebook group, History Dweebs, the podcast.
Yes, we do not like political talk, But Rants and Reason has a podcast page where you can talk politics all you want.
Okay.
As long as you do it in a civil tone.
And where can they find your podcast?
They can find our podcast on Rants and Reason on iTunes or on Podbean or on Stitcher.
Okay.
They can find our page, Rants and Reason Podcast Group, on Facebook. And at Rants and Reason on Twitter.
Okay, and you do that with the very lovely...
I do that with the very lovely Karen Michelle, who on this group you know is Shelley Garrett. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Karen Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she uses on the show. She's a conservative. I'm kind of on the other side. But we have a lot of things in common that we discuss and we talk about. We've had 3 episodes out so far, and the History Dweebs listeners have been very, very supportive and very helpful. So I'd like to thank
all right,
people
so
for
check
that.
Out Rants and Rants and Reasons.
Yep, Rants and Reason.
On iTunes.
And you can find us at rantsandreason.org on the web, on the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
Because we do blogs, too.
We would like to thank our Patreon supporters.
Yeah.
Who are so generous to us.
Very generous.
Very generous. If you would like to support podcasts, you can do it in one of 2 ways. You can leave us a review on iTunes, which we really appreciate and helps other people find us.
That's free.
And or you can contribute to the podcast on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/historydweebs where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or?
Or just a wee little bit to me.
All right, Colonel.
That's not free.
You're going to give some shout-outs to all of those who support us on Patreon.
All of these fine people who support us, Timmy.
Yes.
Let's give a Heather Poole. She's a lovely lass. She's a
very
us.
Lovely lady.
Adam McWaters. I never met that man.
Adam's
before.
A good guy though.
He must be a new one.
Yeah, he's messaged me before. A good guy.
We got the Vanish podcast, Timmy.
Yes, with Marissa.
Marissa and Christy Lee and her beautiful teeth on the Canadian True Crime podcast.
Yeah, but
Timmy.
She's from Australia and lives in Canada.
Yeah, she's a weird one. But when we bomb Canada, I want to give Christy Lee a heads up because I don't want anything to happen to the lovely Christy Lee.
I don't know why you
Lee,
want to declare
me.
War in Canada. They're a fine people.
They just annoy me, Tim. Insight with Charlie and Ali. Charlie's been very helpful to me, Timmy.
In your
quite
new
helpful
podcast.
To me in my new endeavor. And yeah. Ben and Roseanne have been really, really helpful.
Always supportive. Grand Duchess Roseanne.
Grand Duchess Roseanne. Joe Clifford, Timmy.
Yes, Joe's a good guy.
Mistress Vera.
Is she a dominatrix?
I believe she is, Timmy. Right.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
Good for her.
All right.
Ron, and I can get his name right, and the devil couldn't get it last time, Timmy. Ron Monasterio.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much.
Justin John Vianene.
Nene, thank you very much.
Bridget Bernard. Stacy. Christine Herr.
Why is this happening?
Cheryl Weldon.
Oh, he's using his Irish accent. It is.
Yeah, I recognize
he's getting
it.
Ready for the Michaela. Anniversary of the Easter Rising.
We do, and we got St. Patty's Day coming up here, Timmy.
Yes.
Michaela Wallstrom, Aaron Fowler, Leanne, oh, my lovely lass, Leanne Flanagan. You know me, dear mom was a Flanagan to me.
And Leanne is from Ireland.
She's a lovely one. Nicholas and Ryan. Julia Rodriguez and Jario. Wario.
Iro. Yes.
Andrew Scammell. Beth Wallen, Clark, and Diane Trowbridge. Michelle Johns. Aaron Turner. Margaret McDonald. Ryan, Nicholas, and got to save them for last. Who we got here, Timmy, on our second page? James Sebright, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Terry Stratford. Shelley Garrett, who does the podcast with me, Timmy.
Yes.
But still supports this one.
Yes.
That's quite generous of her.
She's very
she needs to support
lady,
ours.
Lady, yes.
She yelled at me last night, Timmy, called me some names. Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Jennifer Savoda, the lovely poet Maggie Glover, Michael Sadler, Jamie Dent, Maja, and Tyrone, Amber Scoville, Marcia Boris, Stacey Allisup, Jody and Sean Wells. I love Jody Wells, Timmy.
Yes, she's
Amber Anderson, our good friends that They Walk Among Us, who
Ben
we just
and
mentioned.
Yes.
Ben and Roseanne. Lorna Violet, Michael Deo, Kelly Charette, Karen Widener. Oh, you know Callie's got some Irish in her, Timmy.
Yes.
She's
very funny,
she is the funniest girl that I've ever run across, Timmy. Lauren Meredith. Quit giving me dirty looks.
Brandy, you're not funny. Is playing a game. Be funny. On her phone.
I'm not.
Yes, Jessica Greeno, and we got the Pleasing Terrors podcast, Timmy.
Yes, Mike Brown.
That's absolutely right. The lovely Sarah Bloom, Amber Krupp.
Our good friend Amber.
Oh, Joe from the Now America History podcast.
Hey, Joe.
Catherine Cockeraj Richardson. Fiona, the lovely Fiona Crisp. Laura O'Reilly. Christine.
Bourgeois,
Timmy. Aaron. Kimberly Cameron.
She has a fancy last name.
Kimberly Cameron Esquire, Timmy.
Yes, Kimberly Cameron.
Elise, our good friend Diane Student at History Goes Bump. Annette Petre, Lise Jahara.
By the way, I talked to Annette Petre on Messenger. We haven't heard from her for a while, but she's still listening.
She doing
still,
well?
Yes, she is.
Her business doing okay?
She said it was kind of slow time of the year, mm-hmm. Obsessively calm. But she said that, it's still going.
Alicia and Chip are
our friends
really,
in Tennessee.
Really, they're our OG listeners, to me, the original gangster
listeners. They
really are. They've been around from the beginning. Marika Smith. Jeff and Don Chestnut
are good friends.
Yes, just a peculiar couple because Jeff likes the bow ties and he's
and they have a pod. They have two podcasts.
They have two podcasts: Backroads to History and Poems by Jeff. Backroads to History is one of the more interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's
if
really
you
good.
Like history, and this one surprises me because if you like history, just pure history, Tim.
Without the sheep fucking,
without sheep banging, and all the other nonsense that goes along with it,
and the cursing that goes along with
and the
Brandy.
Cursing, yeah. It's one of the best history podcasts I've heard.
Yeah, it's really good. Backroads of History.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic one. Karen Barnes, the lovely Rachel Flynn, our Canadian friend, our other Canadian friend, Shirley Strapp, Todd Long, Lydia Fisher, Phyllis Munson, Melissa Montoya. We got the lovely, lovely Cindy Liu, Christine Malachinsky, La Nick, and Amanda Christine.
Now, yes, and you know, La Nick. Real name is Ursula. Colonel.
Ursula.
Yes.
Ursula.
So, thank you, Ursula.
Nick.
Okay. And who else you got on your list, there, Colonel?
Oh, well, then, Timmy, we got our main three stables. Mm-hmm. We got Rudy, the Wonder Dog, who will be making an appearance at the West Side Brew
House
tomorrow.
He will be giving kisses, Brandy. Will you be
for
there?
A quarter apiece.
Will you be there to get a kiss?
At any price.
Go to the kissing booth with Rudy.
No.
She doesn't like animals.
Yeah, Brandy.
She don't like sheep.
No, Brandy doesn't like. Brandy doesn't like kissing, Timmy. She doesn't like kissing. She just makes it's $25, no kissing for Brandy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's what
are you
she
not
charges.
Affectionate that way, Brandy?
She doesn't like to show affection to me. She
all
doesn't
right, who
have
else,
a soul.
All right, who else?
We got the lovely Lady Beverly, who we hope is
yes,
recovering
Lady
really
Beverly,
well from her,
we love you.
From her surgery. And the lady we do this show for, Timmy. The lady we dedicate everything
right. Yes,
we do.
My
for.
Yes, my mom.
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy Scott, Timmy.
We would like to thank all of you for listening and join us next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.